Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2, Ruth Adelson and Hope Layton interviewing Paula Atlas, July the 11th, 1995. Paula, would you please tell us your address?
47.
Were you in any way were you politically active in any way, or could you tell us about it?
You know, we were very active in the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
And when John Tabor ran for
senator,
mayor.
Oh, okay.
Ralph was the chairman of the Democrats for Tabor because he was our friend, but I was always involved. And helping, volunteering.
Uh-huh.
And I did a lot of those things in addition to the festival. They were important to me, so I managed to find time to fit them in.
Were you and Bill active politically, or was this principally an activity with Ralph?
No, I came along later.
Uh-huh.
I guess when I grew up and knew what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
Those days, early days, were, when I think back on them, not a lot of things were happening to me. I wasn't involved.
Was that in the 50s?
In the 40s.
In the 40s.
41.
Yeah, well, the war, of course.
The war, I mean, we were busy enough doing whatever it was we were doing,
Right.
Social life and that kind of stuff. But really, into things, I got into that later.
Later.
And I was into Federation.
Uh-huh.
I did the first directory.
Did you?
For the Federation.
Uh-huh. That's the United Jewish Federation.
United Jewish Federation, women's division,
uh-huh.
business and professional women.
Uh-huh.
When that started, I put together a directory of everybody that was a contributor. That was fun. I did it for 2 years.
That's neat.
Yeah.
And you were involved with the Ladies' Hospital Aid?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was involved with them. And I can't tell you exactly what I did, but I know that Edie Smith wouldn't let me alone. So she found something for me to do.
It's always been a very good organization.
Yeah.
Any other organizations that you participated in that you can think of?
I belong to every one of them, mm-hmm. but I don't participate.
We're not active in all of them. Right.
Okay. I was in the junior congregation until I got too old.
Were you active
in the junior congregation at Temple?
Uh-huh. Okay. What, did the Depression have any real effect on your life?
Well, I have some memories of it.
Uh-huh.
I remember when my mother told me the banks closed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My father didn't have any money. Uh-huh. Nobody had any
Nobody.
Money. Right. You bartered.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Roosevelt was elected and he closed the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? I don't remember really being deprived
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
anything.
It didn't sound
of the Depression.
Okay.
I mean, my family wasn't affluent, but they
mm-hmm.
didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then, to kind of skip a little bit. We know something about your children's education, their careers, their marriages. You have you have three grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and you have the names of the three grandchildren. There's Daniel.
No, she didn't mention that.
Daniel is Roseanne's husband.
Oh, right. Excuse me.
We just have the ages.
We have Raphael, named after Ralph.
Oh, that's.
And Ariel.
And Raphael is how old?
He's eight.
And Ariel
is five. He's named after Ariel James, named after Dan's father. Dan's father. So,
was there? I sort of get the idea that you did pretty much in your home, you handled your home and children the same way that your mother did, so that
mm-hmm.
you approved
yes.
of how she did things.
Yes.
She must have been quite a wonderful woman.
She was marvelous. My father died at the age of 51. He had a heart attack.
Oh, my.
And she was left with... I was married and living in Pittsburgh. Very soon after I was married.
Uh-huh.
And she had a broken hip a few years before that never really healed right.
Uh-huh.
And she was very... she was disabled, actually, but she managed. She had shoes built. She did everything. She got herself a job. She went back to bookkeeping. She rode the buses. It was a horror for me because I was here and she was there, but she did it.
And she was intrepid.
Yeah, she was a really strong woman.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she was a good role model.
I think that way. How do you view your accomplishments and your successes? And you've had many.
I just did what I wanted to do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Met a marvelous number of people. Just all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. It was good. It was just a good feeling. I enjoyed it very much.
Uh-huh.
And I know that Ralph was proud of me, and the children were proud of me, and they all liked it.
Uh-huh. They liked that you
They
were
liked that I was doing this.
Things.
Yeah.
That's very
nice.
So you had encouragement from your family.
Oh, yes.
That's really good.
Ralph would sit with me at night when I was counting the money. That was something else. I had to go to the bank every night.
Did you really?
At 11:30.
Drop
with
off
the policeman.
The money.
And he would sit while I counted the money.
That's the Three Rivers money. You counted it and had to get it to the bank. Oh, my.
Amongst others.
In retrospect, is there anything you would have done differently?
Oh, gee. I don't know. I think I was pretty lucky, actually.
Good.
I had two good husbands.
Uh-huh.
And Ralph was, I'll tell you about him.
Uh-huh.
He's a story in itself.
Uh-huh.
But I was lucky.
Satisfied with the way things were.
I was just
happy.
I never really, what did I want that I didn't have?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, he opened up vistas that I never would have.
Ralph
no.
did.
Mm-hmm.
He widened your world.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you view Pittsburgh's Jewish life today? As what you were active in the Federation and so on a number of years ago. In your perception, do you see that? Have there been any changes in Pittsburgh's Jewish life? How do you see that? Its place in the general community. You think it's any different?
Oh, I think it's much stronger than it ever was.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we didn't have to look over our. We don't have to look over our shoulders anymore and whisper and be careful, cautious.
Be better than everybody.
There's none of that. You're just this confident, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
People are all more equal.
Uh-huh.
They're more involved in the whole community,
mm-hmm.
total community.
Mm-hmm. You think they're just people are just not staying within the Jewish community? They're participating
in other things.
You've seen that?
I've seen that.
Yes,
but I've also seen a lot of them go back to the Jewish organizations and the Jewish involvement in the Jewish community.
Uh-huh.
There's been a lot.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people have become very religious.
Uh-huh.
They're sending their children to religious schools.
Right.
They've become very religious to the point where they don't do things the way their parents did.
Uh-huh. They're more observant.
Observant. Very
that?
Much so.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've seen that a lot of that.
I think Temple is more observant than it was.
Well, at least you can get a bar mitzvah there.
Uh-huh.
And they try.
Uh-huh.
Try and maybe we try.
No, there's more Hebrew in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of
teach it.
Yeah. Is there any other information that we haven't touched on that you'd like to tell us about? Some things that have happened that maybe I haven't been aware of to ask you about.
Just at this moment.
Did you do much traveling?
Did a lot of traveling. That's what Ralph. That's
Tell us
what
about
Ralph
your traveling.
Taught me. We were married in 1958, and he took me to Israel in 1959.
Uh-huh. Was this your first?
My first trip out of the United States. I met all of his family. They were all there. And they still are.
What family does he have there, Paula?
Well, he had two brothers and two sisters. They're gone.
Uh-huh. He also had a mother.
His mother was there. It's now the fourth or fifth generation.
Is that right? In Israel.
In Israel.
How long have they been there, that family?
Oh, since the 80s.
Is that right? 1880s. Where else did you travel besides Israel?
Wherever we went, we always went to Israel.
I see.
It was always either the beginning or the end of the trip. Mm-hmm. But we went to Mexico on our honeymoon. We went back to Mexico a couple of times. Ralph had a job and he worked in Mexico, so that was nice. We've been to all the European countries and to the Scandinavian countries.
Oh.
And Ralph speaks fluent Russian.
Does he?
But that was his first language. But he wouldn't go to Russia. I wanted to go to Russia so bad, really nervously. I figured having him around, he would be a translator. But he wouldn't go. He said that human rights are so terrible. He won't treat people right. And he's not going. But he loved the Russian people to the point where he went back to Pitt in 1983 and got a master's in Russian literature.
Did he really?
Wonderful. We've been to pretty much all over this country. We haven't been to South America, although when Joel was there, he said we should come because he could show us Chile and Argentina and all. And the seasons were reversed, and I couldn't get myself to the other place. So we didn't take advantage of that trip.
But you traveled much of the world.
We never went to China. In that direction.
You didn't go to Asia.
No.
But Europe and this country.
All over Europe.
And Israel. Did you ever get to Egypt? You did.
Yeah. 3 weeks after Sadat was killed.
Is that right?
I was scared. I didn't want to go. I was afraid. But they said it's okay for me. It was okay.
Is that it? Is that it, do you think? Is there anything we've skipped or missed? Well, we're going to come back.
I keep diaries. I keep thinking about the diaries I'm going to keep, and I keep thinking about the year-end letters I'm going to write to the family that I never do. And
things you mean, all the things you mean to do.
Boxes of stuff that I mean to do.
I know. I guess we all do. Okay. I think that'll do it.